Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says this is just an Iranophobia project conducted by arrogant powers to scare regional countries. He added that the message of Iranians for the people of the world is peace, prosperity, and justice. The leader was addressing a ceremony at a naval base in northern Iran. He underlined that Iran's recent missile tests do not threaten the neighboring countries nor any other nation. Ayatollah Khamenei says the tests are an opportunity that show other nations a path to glory and independence.
اقتدار فقط با داشتن سلاح‌های پیشرفته نیست، با داشتن پول و قدرت سیاسی و تبلیغاتی هم نیست.
Iran's armed forces paraded in the northern Iranian city of Noshahr to mark their graduation ceremony, reviewed by the leader of the Islamic Revolution. Ayatollah Khamenei, who is on a two-day visit to the province of Mazandaran, in an opening speech, called the armed forces the strong pillars of grandeur and security for the nation.
Nations are obliged and have the right to work for their national grandeur. If nations do not achieve grandeur, they will be crushed in the ongoing power struggles and global conflicts.
Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei said that if modern weapons, money, political power, and propaganda could secure real grandeur and might, the U.S. administration would not fail in its wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
If material elements of power were enough, the Zionist regime would not receive a humiliating defeat in the face of the Lebanese youths in the 33 days of war.
He also added that the materialistic powers, which have imposed their political and economic weight on the world, would collapse.
Our military parades, our missiles, our aircrafts and vessels are no threat to anyone at all. This motivates other nations to know that if they seek grandeur, this cannot be achieved through dependence on the US and other powers.
The leader of the Islamic Revolution also noted that the national might of Iran has also been admitted by the enemies. But the enemy, he said, is trying to push forward the project of Iranophobia to misportray the might of the nation, which has always sent a peaceful signal to friends and neighbors.
The leader of the Islamic Revolution is also expected to deliver a keynote speech among people in the northern Iranian city of Chawlus on Wednesday. Salman Kujuri, Press TV, Noshahr, north of Iran.
Remaining in Iran, an Iranian lawmaker says the UN nuclear agency has committed itself to provide Iran with nuclear fuel. The head of Parliament's National Security Commission, Alauddin Borujerdi,